Now, current is related to the flow of charge. Whenever charged particles move from one point to another, we say a current has flowed. In geography or anything, we can look at water current. It would be the flow of water molecules or water particles from one point to another. In physics or in electricity, when we talk about current, we are now talking about the flow of charged particles from one point to another. Now, in definition, current would be the flow of charge per unit time, or the rate of flow of charge. If we were to use the definition to derive the formula, we say current is the flow of charge per unit time. So, the flow of charge, what is the symbol for charge in physics? It's a capital Q. Divided by per unit time means divided by T, which is time. So, in other words, current, which is I, is equal to Q over T. In metals, the charged particles that flow are electrons. So the charged particles could be protons, could be electrons, and could be ions. One thing to note, though, is that protons never flow because they are strongly held in the nucleus. So what flows is either ions when we're looking at electrolysis or electrons when we're looking at metals. Power is the rate of energy conversion. Let's say we had two cars. We had a Lamborghini and we had, I won't name the other because it could be a D service. Let's say we had two cars, car A and car B. Now, these two cars start at the same point and they drive to, let's say we had car A and car B that would drive from point X to point Z. Now, both cars would drive from point X to point Z, but car A gets there, drives from point A to point B in 5 seconds. Car B drives from point X to point Z in 10 seconds. Now, when these two cars get from point X to point Z, they would have used the same amount of fuel. In other words, they've used the same amount of chemical energy because fuel has chemical energy. So as we burn it, we are changing that chemical energy into kinetic energy for the cars to move, and some will be lost as sound and heat energy. So say, as these two cars move from point X to point Z, car A takes 5 seconds and car B takes 10 seconds. But they have used the same amount of fuel. Now, what we say is that car A has an engine that has more power than car B because they have traveled the same distance, they have used the same amount of fuel, but car A got there faster than car B. So what is power? Power is how fast energy is converted from one form to the other. So how fast did the engine convert the chemical energy in fuel to kinetic energy for the engine to move? For the car to move, rather. So power is just energy transfer divided by time. In other words, the rate of energy conversion or rate of energy transfer. And what we know is work done is equal to energy transferred. So power could also be work done over time taken. So that means both car A and car B did the same amount of work, but car A did it faster than car B. Electrical power is voltage times current, which is VI. So P is VI also. Now, as we also know that power is rate of energy conversion, which is energy over time. So if we were to relate these two formulae, we would have energy over time is equal to voltage times current, because both of them are power. So E over T is equal to VI. If we were to take T to the other side, T here is dividing, so take it to the other side, it will multiply. We would have E is VI times T, which is E is VIT. So get that. Energy, electrical energy, could be voltage times current times time. Okay? Get that in your heads also. Hope that makes sense.